men and people. This temptation looms largest in times of social tension or in periods of historical transition. For them, men frantically attempt to retard the pace of history in the illusory hope that the preservation of the status quo will somehow guarantee a sense of security. In an age when leadership is equated with the proper thing that respectable people do, it's small wonder that the life of the church has appeared to those outside to be added and turned in upon itself. A life concerned primarily with the conservation of institutional machinery and the proliferation of church buildings and meaningless programs. A life focused upon itself rather than upon the world into which it was originally sent by the Master. Security seeking seems to find a comfortable home within the church itself. Vast numbers of Christians translate their efforts to free history into false images of a frozen God, a God who can be manipulated and managed in the little box into which man would like to put it. A God who acts only through the organized church, and then in a benign and grandfatherly fashion. In short, a God who can, with whom one can live on rather comfortable terms, simply demands only an easygoing loyalty to an institutional church, rather than to the execution of a mission, namely that of being sent to be both a redeeming leaven to society and a two-edged sword to cleave the injustice and cruelty and poverty and ignorance of men. Let the church face up to world revelation. It has nothing to fear. The eternal word it proclaims will endure long after heaven and earth have passed away. It has everything to gain. The default is to lose its very reason for existence. The Christian church was born in an epoch of change, in a period of history between periods. Christ came in the fullness of time, Chicago Seminary awards the honorary degree of Doctor of Divinity to Cliff W. Beals, United Parish pastor, effective administrator of his district, valued counselor in the affairs of this seminary, faithful contributor of his services to his community and nation, wise steward of his capabilities and energy.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.